Chapter 3. The Liberator. The only freedom that is of enduring importance is the freedom of intelligence, that is to say, freedom of observation and of judgment. John Dewey.
Michael Chang began his career in a small consulting company. As a young manager, he was forceful with his opinion and erred toward brutal honesty. Over time, he saw its damaging effects and reflected, "It certainly doesn't get people to blossom." As Michael gained leadership experience, he began to realize that when you become the leader, the center of gravity is no longer yourself. He had a mentor who taught him that the leader's job is to put other people on stage. He began to shift his focus to others, and he became less controlling and learned to give people space. Where he used to jump in and do it for them, he learned to hold back. He found that not only do other people step up, they often surprise you by producing something better than you would have. As he has grown as a leader, he's learned to be direct without being destructive. He's learned how to create an environment where he could tell the truth and have others grow from it. Today, this manager is the CEO of a thriving startup company. He has developed several practices that give space for others to do their best work. He makes a conscious effort to create a learning environment by recruiting people with a strong learning orientation and then often admitting his own mistakes. This gives others permission to make and recover from their own mistakes. When offering his opinion, he distinguishes hard opinions from soft opinions. Soft opinions signal to his team, "Here are some ideas for you to consider in your own thinking." Hard opinions are reserved for times when he holds a very strong view. Here's a leader who began his career headed down the path of a management tyrant, but who has become a multiplier and liberator himself. The accomplishment is significant when you consider the path of least resistance for most smart, driven leaders is to become a tyrant. Even Michael said, "It's not like it isn't tempting to be tyrannical when you can." Let's face it, corporate environments and modern organizations are the perfect setup for diminishing leadership and have a certain built-in tyranny. The org charts, the hierarchy, the titles, the approval matrices skew power toward the top and create incentives for people to shut down and comply. In any